Okay, it's good. There's a lot of questions about what it means that the omit givay test is a reshus rabbi matzmo. So we'll explain it again. Mitzvahim. The two mahalchim are obvious, and then we'll see who was what. Talking about an omud b'shusravim. So an omud b'shusravim has a din that once it reaches, and that's what we said right here. Once it reaches three tefachim, any mishlei shavatisho lay medvas darsei lay tukim mekatfei. Therefore, it's mokum tura kamus. An omud a tail b'shusravim. Since it's not mokum hilchravim, and it's not a kli, right? It's a permanent fixture in the Rishus Ravim. It's almost mechuvat al-kakim. So between 3 and 9 tvachim, it's chelik mokim. It's mevatel mechia the Rishus Ravim. Something else other than almost like a behemah, the holiday is odom a behemah, balchai. Is not the mokum in which the Baal Chai standing is not mufka from being Rishus Ravim, and if somebody makes a nocha, there's chayiv, right? That's possible. Now tell us what happens when we get a normal tisho, the Ravim type of molev. So one mahalach to say that the din of the omud changes at that height, and sort of that function of Ravim type of molev, so the din changes. It's not chayik mokum anymore. In the meister, it's almost as if becomes like a chayvet munachim shus ravim. Becomes like a behemoth. So we have right, just like a behemoth, no matter what height you make a hanocha on the behemoth. Somebody makes a hanocha on the behemoth, he's chayv the whole day. Somebody makes a hanocha on an odom, no matter what height between meister, the gemara's maskana. As long as we get around the problem of any head, but foolish in the morph, it's a Mishnah. So wherever you make the Nocha, Yadushodim, it's Chayiv. Why? Because it's a Chayiv in the Rishus Rabim, which is not about the Rishus Rabim, so the Chayiv is Munach and Mokum in the Rishus Rabim. Yeah, would you say that the Odom of Bahamian is the Epsom of Rishus, the Rishus Rabim Atzmo? Of course not. They're not part of the highway. They're not part of Sarati, they're not part of the Palatio. There's something in the Rishus. But for Adrabo, he understands this, because it's something in the Rishus. And so somebody makes a nocha there, so he made a nocha and a mokum in the Rishus Rabbi. It's chayv. So the Rabbi and the Ran held that an omud gevay tes is like that. It's like a chayv, it's in the Rishus Rabbi. That I normally, and the Haim like this, it loses its din. The din that an omud is chelik mokum, which you have from 3 to 9, that doesn't apply anymore than 9. It's not chelik mokum anymore. What is it? But again, so what is it? It loses its din of chelik mokum. So it's munach on a mokum nocha in Rishus Rabim. There's a mokum nocha in Rishus Rabim. It's not on Rishus Rabim proper. The omud is something in Rishus Rabim. It's something like a kli according to Tosfos. Shus Bala Tosfos is a kli in Rishus Rabim. Is Rishus Rabim, and Hanoch on the Kli is Mechayim. So this omen becomes a Kli in Rishus Rabim. Why is that? Poshut. Because it's Meshamish B'nei Rishus Rabim. It's Rabim Mekavim Molov. That's what the Gemara says. Rabim Mekavim Molov. But even Gloria, it's Roy Likit. If Adam Mekavim, that's really a prat in the Oifin, that's the Roy Likit B'nei Rishus Rabim. But it's Meshamish B'nei Rishus Rabim, like you were saying, there's a Havkoh of the Din that Omer is Chelk Mokum of Ne'atma. Yeah. Last week we added a Hezber, but the Hezber is a good Hezber, but you don't need it, but it's a Tosefes Hezber. That's what we said. It's like one way of looking at that, today I said like it's like a kli, it's like a behemah ba'achai. It's another morsel if you want. So that's like making it like the dvel shmein on the koysel. But besides the dov, it's the same type of idea. That we're not machshiv both in chiyuvi on top of the omud. Forget that machshiv on top of the omud is being reshusha rabim. We're saying there's something munach on top of the omud. It's munach has a din. It's munach and reshusha rabim. Like one moshul dois, one give it a one. Want to draw a parallel to Kli or Balchai? That's one way of understanding it. Or you can say it's like a koisel, but just that's really a detail and it's a part and how to understand. The ikavot is it loses its din to be chelik mokum. That's the first malach.
That applies to charetz also.
Sorry.
To charetz also.
To guma.
Yeah.
What the fidim adoma? What the fidim adoma? That it's a. The film Adoma that we should have, according to Rav Yosef in the Bay? According to Rav Yosef? Might be, perhaps. Or in Gumi, you can say, perhaps. What?
Is the Munach Noshus because
it's an Abba version? It's not Chag Mokum. It's not chagmokum. Like it's just like we say that it's not chagmokum as you go up. It's not chagmokum as you go down.
The
mokum
goes to the ground.
Yeah. Okay, if you say the other way, he still didn't say that. Like this, he can say it's like choyer shesravim, the guma, if you hold the guma shesravim. It's mishamish, v'nei shesravim. That's the first mouth. So who holds like this, the run holds like this. What do we see the Ran holds like this? The Ran holds like this in Mefurish, in the first daf, in the Rif, the Ran brings the Ravid that says, that compares Mefurish, Omer Gavai Tess, to Adam Ubehemer, to the Behemer, the Balchai. In those cases, when the Hanoch is on the Balchai, when Omer Gavai Tess, that's when we need Mokum Menoch Dalit. Right? The Ravid asks, actually, in the Rishos Rabbi, we need Mokum Menoch Dalit. If it's a Mokum Hanoch, if it's Dalit, the Kamus. If it's on the ground, the Teich Gimel, it's Aris Michtu. Malam Gimel, it's not a Rishos Rabim anyway. So it's a Kamel. So they say, no. When you have an item in the Rishos Rabim, such as a Balchai, you want Omer Gavai Tess, that they have to be Dalit. So foolish, the Rabbi compares Omer Gavai Tess to a Balchai.
Because
Balchai
and all the other examples that we give don't have any Tanayim or any
of
the Shimah
Sharab.
What's the second? Why do we need
this extra? Because, let me say again, that's good to ask, so I'll say it again, we'll emphasize it. But even that, why did Ula come? What was Ula Mechadesh? Ula was Shailil, took away. Was Shailil the din of Omud. Normally, Omud is Chalik Mokum, because of Rabbim. If it's Gevay Tess, Rabbim Kafim, he said that Omud is not Chalik Mokum. So Chosar Dinay to be like an item in which is Rabbim. That's exactly the point.
Let's say it was a stump. It was a stump that went nine. That can't be considered in the
Rishos.
That is the
Rishos.
But we give it a din of being in.
Nachum, let's say when it goes up the 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's chelik malkum in the Rishos. It's chelik malkum. Correct. So now we say so. It's chelik malkum means that we view this as being a malkum to our kamus. When it reaches nine, that's maybe what it's made of. Whether it's the ground itself or the tail of Chavitz, it's a good point. Now let's speak that. Whether it's a tail or whether it's an omud. The pshat is that it's not Cholot Mokum. So this happens in Munach on a clump of dirt. But the same thing is being Munach on an Odom or Bahamian. Same thing. Let's make dimmers is made of the same material as the ground they're walking on. They're walking on dirt, and there's dirt up here too. But just because it's dirt doesn't mean it has to be Rishos Rabim. If you're happy with an omud being a new din, so the dirt can be a new din too. It doesn't be a similar tool just because it's made of dirt. So it's a mokum anocha in Rishos Rabim. Yeah. Luma, they have the correct. Any other questions? Yeah.
We
said
that Rashi
was like the one also in the first answer, because he's been done. Let's see what we have on the table. Yeah. Now what's the going say? The going says, Mefurish, that the Omer Gavai Tess is Rishus Rabim Atzmo. Rishus Rabim Atzmo means it's itself is Rishus Rabim. That's what the words mean in English. It itself is the Shlus Ha'Rabim. It itself. That's the Mo Shlus. That's like the ground is the Shlus Ha'Rabim. And he compares it to, in this idea, he says, is that Mishanim is Musik by Rav Chisa is not Kone. Not Kone, Mishlus Ha'Yochid, if he'll go very Mayamo. Venoch Agab of Chayv. So Mishanim say, where's the Mokum Dalad Dalad? Say the Ramban and Ran. Right, where's in Rav Chisa's corner, where's the Maisa, where's the what Rav Chisa hold by Mokum Dalad? So Rav Chisa holds that Noach's corner is Etzim Rishus, and as long as Hanoch is on Etzim Rishus, you don't need a Mokum Hanoch of Dalad Dalad. Time with the Din of Mokum requiring, having a minimal requirement of Dalad Dalad is only on, it's on Munach on Rishus. Munach in Rishus. In Rishus, on the Chavis in Rishus, then that Mokum, which is not Rishus, has to have Dalad Dalad. But if it's Munach on Rishus, means on the ground of Rishus HaYochid, on the ground of Rishus HaRabim, they don't need Dalad Dalad. You don't have to look and measure, it's a Dalad Dalad together. The Din was said B'chon. So HaKon Ne Rishus HaYochid is Etzim Rishus. Rishus HaYochid, why is that? That we mentioned already, come upon, why is it HaKon Ne Rishus HaYochid? Etzim Rishus. So we said in Fuj, in Magim, Mishal Chorin, and that's has bad one. Because it's Teich HaKef HaMechitzes. Because it's any surface in Rishus HaYochid, which is Teich HaMechitze, and this teich mechitza, not kind of bishlus ayochid. It's teich a mokum has a hegif mechitza. With without glass, it doesn't make a difference. Any surface within a mokum of mechitza is bishlus ayochid. That's what means goof of bishlus. It's not a shelf in bishlus ayochid. It's not an item in bishlus ayochid. It's bishlus ayochid. And here they also doesn't make this what it's made from. It doesn't have to be made from the same surface as bishlus ayochid. Same material as bishlus ayochid. Whatever it's made from, it's made from. Whatever it is, but any surface in bishlus ayochid, surrounded by any surface, mukum mechitzes, there's a shlus ha'yochid. So you don't need mukum dalad. Sorry?
Because it's connected to the ground?
What
does that mean, any surface?
The
surface is connected or
it's
not any surface?
Yeah, well, if it's connected to the ground. If it's a clear behemoth, same thing with a point. That's not shlus ha'yochid. But any surface connected to the ground becomes. Yeah. Fine. So as it's going, Omer Gavay Tes is the same thing. This is different than the other approach, Omer Gavay Tes. Omer Gavay Tes. It's like this. It's just like, and here's the guy in the Chiddush. It's like this. There's no locha that there's no locha b'etzim that Rishus. Let's try to understand what's munach in this Chiddush. The fact is a different height. That this Omer Gavay Tes is a different height from Rishus HaRabim. And Mat Gam. It's not a mokum hiluch. People don't walk on the Omer Gavay Tes. It's not a mokum hiluch harabim. So so nevertheless, it doesn't bother us, and it's a shlus harabim. So by virtue of what is it a shlus harabim? So the going answer like this: the shal is high in the sand. The din of rabim katan. But what does that do? Well, what din of rabim katan? What does it do? So the going answer: the rabim katan is rabim katan olav. At that height, rabim at meshamish the bnei rabim behiluchom. The greatness of the Rabbi Katfim is in and of itself a sufficient condition, if you want, to make something into Rishus Rabbi. Provided it's in Rishus Rabbi. If the Omer Gavay Tes, which Rabbi Katfim is in Rishus Yochid, that move a Kamlus, it's not going to become Rishus Rabbi. But in Rishus, surrounded by Rishus Rabbi, but surrounded by Mokum Hiluch Rabbi, which is itself a Rishus Rabbi, and the Omer Gavay Tes, if it, anything, so then to be considered Rishus Rabbi, Atzmo, is enough to meet this criterion of Rabbi Mekashimov.
Why would it need to be in a Rishus Rabbim, surrounded by Rishus Rabbim?
Because it's Mishamish, it's for the Metzias. What they need is that the Bnei Rishus Rabbim, as they're walking, they use this in the Bimokum Yilucham. So if it's not Bnei Rishus Rabbim here, so it doesn't make difference.
Why should it be its own Rishus? I know Rabbi was saying that.
I know, who said own Rishus? Never said the word own.
Atzma
means it. Atzma again. Atzma doesn't mean own. It's not own to the verb, not own the adjective. Atzma means it is itself Rishus Rabbim, as opposed to being in Rishus Rabbim. That's what Atzma means. It is itself in and of itself as Rishus Rabbim. Rishus Rabbim means you don't have to be. There's no the yachas of the omer to the rest of Rishus is not the yachas of tefelus. It's not like an object in Rishus. It's not really Rishus. It's really Rishus. That means, but now there's no. It's not, you can't say they're two Rishos Rabim. It's Rishos Rabim. Yeah, but even now, like this, same thing to Loima. So the Shaila is, what does Rabbi Mekafim Olav do? So the first Mahalach is the Rabbi Mekafim is according to the Ran, the other Mahalach, the first Mahalach we said, Rabbi Mekafim, it takes away the din of the Om that the Omer had until then of being Chalik Mokum. It's not Chalik Mokum. It's not Chalik Mokum. Why is it not Chalik Mokum? Because, again, it's Mishavash B'nei Mishavash Rabbi. According to the Goyin, it gives it a din Mishavash Rabbi by itself. That it's a sufficient condition for being Shazavim. If you want, you can say the first Mahalach. I think it's Maspik. This is Maspik to explain the Ram the Ravid. That it's not Chalik Mokum. It's not Chalik Mokum. And it's like an item in Shazavim. Yeah. If you want, you can say it a little different. You can say that they hold. Again, they said it over. It's not Rishus Atzma. It's not in of itself Rishus Rabbi. But you can say a little different. You can say that it's similar to the music of Chayyur Rishus Rabbi, according to Bai. The Chayyur Rishus Rabbi is a mokum that's Meshamish B'nei Rishus Rabbi. Again, it had not been a mokum that's Meshamish B'nei Rishus Rabbi. It would be a mokum to a kamus, like Rashi said here. So too, the Omud is exactly something like that. It's exactly, would have been a kamus, a mokum to a. Depending on the dimensions, being this mishamish b'nefeshes rabim, it's like choy. It's a choy which everybody's masking to. This is a choy which everybody holds of side by side. Well, because this is very nichot hashmishte. This is nichot hashmishte holidays.
What's the
difference
for the
behemoth? What? That's why I said in this lame. I say in the chanami. I'm not sure. If you're more comfortable, this has what you say. Then say the rabbis are still two times in which you need a mokum dalat dalat dalat. That's not fair. The rabbis looking for echitims is in which the mishamish rabim need a mokum dalat dalat. They said he gives you two echitims. One is a behemoth and one is an omen. Then, okay.
So, first of all,
according to Tosfos, it is Rishus Rabbim.
No, but I'm Rishus Rabbim.
So, the question is along according to the Goyis HaShri. Let's explore that. According to the Goyis HaShri, that a Kli Rishus Rabbim, a Kub Rishus Rabbim. A question is right here, a question is right here. A Kli Rishus Rabbim is a Mokum Tua. And any Kli Rishus Rabbim is a Mokum Tua. So what if the Kli happens to be 9 Tvachim high, and it's Meshamish Rabbim, it's the Rabbim Mekashvim Olav, let's say it's Rabbim Mekashvim Olav. Would it still be a Mokum Tua, or would it be a Rishus Rabbim? You talk it, Rishus Rabbim? You talk it. That does have to be, why is it, forget. If Rabbim Mekashvim can take an Omud, and make it into Rishus Rabbim. So you can take a Kli, make the top of the Kli into Rishus Rabbim. Give it the Ran's din of Rishus Rabbim. The Ran's Rishus Rabbim, why not? So somebody will make a noch on that Kli, go by it, that's what we have.
Even according to Taisis, the Kli would change the status from being bottled to Rishus Rabbim.
According to Taisis, not negate the Kli, because any Kli in Rishus Rabbim is anyway Rishus Rabbim.
No, but its status would change from being bottled to Rishus Rabbim. That's five or
no, Mr. Someone, I'm not sure about. Because what that clue? What that clue? I don't know. What that clue? I don't know.
So,
not, I don't know.
But if you're saying
in
the
Kaisa Shri,
what would it be?
Kaisa Shri, it wouldn't be, like this, Hanok on top of that clue is Potter. Some human being on top of that clue, if it's the way it is, I'm Kaisa, we'll be Chayiv. Chayiv, else the Ran and the Rabbi Shusra. We have the going to Esmer Shusra, I don't know. Yeah, it's Lord and Tuba, maybe not. Maybe it has to be something in the Shusra, not right. That's the Shusra. Yeah,
are you expecting this coin to make you higher if it's less than dal by dal? I think we said in the game that's more shows therefore even less than dal by dal.
That's his word. That the coin says the feel is saying we're shining. Hey, that okay. That's his word. The feel is saying we're shining. That Anocham Shus Asma doesn't need dal by dal. It says the Omer Gevay test doesn't need dal by dal.
That was only Shus Hayachid that we don't need a dal by dal.
No, the going goes with the Shanim, they're just Asma, which is not the difference between Zeroch and Shus Rabbim. The going says the difference is Shus Asma doesn't need it. In the Chizis Kondi, you have it. And in Omer Gevay Tess, an example of that in Shus Rabbim.
That's also discussed in the Chiyot?
Yeah. It's going again. The Avi Shanim that says the Chiyot between Zeroch and Shus Rabbim. Maybe the Rashi calls like that. Maybe Tosis is examining La Fuge Sasha Shite, that's the Tosis of Dallas. The Goyen says, Dimitri is Rishus Atzma, not Rishus Atzma. So if you can imagine a Rishus Atzma, which is a Yochid, which is less than Dallas, Chai. If you can imagine a Rishus Rabbim, which is less than Dallas, then Rishus Atzma, also Chai. Yeah, that's cool. He's going with it. That's in the woods.
Only Rishas Yachid. In Echrami, both of them less than Dalit is Rishas Atma. They're going to make the Sushdal Rishas Yachid, Rishas Rav, no Chilk. But only Rishas Yachid are actually going to be Chayef putting it on this Rishas Atma, because only Rishas Yachid don't need a Makam Dalit, because it's, we're going on Chista and not Kana. In Echrami, it itself is Rishas Yachid. But you can only be Chayef because you don't need a Makam Dalit, Rishas Yachid. Rishas Rav, in Echrami, you can make the Sushdal Rishas Atma. You can't
eat
the
two
shells like Rashi that you'd be
high because you need a lot of dollars. They're going on with your shenim that Hanocha, Rishos Atzma, whatever the Rishos is, Yochid or Rabin doesn't need dollar dollars. You're making a different assumption and asking a question. He's beginning an assumption that Hanocha, Rishos Atzma doesn't need dollar dollars.
What's Rav Chista's din then, according to the guy? I mean, Rav
Chista
just
is Machanish's idea. I feel Mayamo. Yeah. It's a good way to look. Here, the way Machanish is not being.
The only thing between
Rishayach
and Rishayach is the fact that
a Kondim is not going to be Rishayach Atzma, no matter what height it is. Unless it's a test, and Rav Mekafim, Kondu, a Kondim, Rishayach is always going to be that. Yeah, I'll be the Magamisha, I'll be the Gavay Me'amo. Gavay Me'amo is not going to be Rishayach Atzma. Fine, okay, right.
Everyone can really hold the Rishayach Atzma. Rishayach Atzma doesn't need Dalit on Dalit, just
the
Chaylik on the
Gain,
whether or not this is a case of
Rishas
Atzma.
Yeah, that's what the Gain says. The Gain says, the Ran himself says this, he said. It's the Ran to say, which is applying to Omo. The Ran holds, it doesn't apply to Omo. The Gain says, it applies to Omo too. That's what the Gain says in Foolish. It says, Lechinom Dochu, he says, Lechinom Dochu, to say that, to find, to make an Ehech Timsim Rishas Rabim. Of Omer Gavay Tess. Because it's just Rishas Atzma, it doesn't need Dalit.
So here, if it's attached to the ground, why wouldn't it be Rishas Atzma? Why wouldn't, if it's attached to the ground and it's in Avir, why wouldn't it be Rishas Atzma and Rishas Rabban?
If it's attached to the ground, was it
Omer? No, if it's attached to the ground, why would it be different Rishas Yachon and Rishas Rabban being Rishas Atzma?
Why does the Ran hold what he holds?
Over here, yeah, why?
Supposedly, first of all, you could say the Ran holds that, the Ran Uldi may hold that Rishas Rabban is defined only by Mokum Hilch Rabban. Some Mokum Hilch Rabban is for sure not. I how can we have how can the Omer be Gavay Tess? Because it's Tofel to Rishos, both of the Rishos. I mean, it's a divin yachas to Rishos. It's Meshamez, Ibn Rishos Rabbim. So it's like Chori. We said, like Chori, it's not Chori Mokum. But it's not hard to understand why the man holds not Asim Rishos. It's not Mokum Miluch Rabbim. Nobody wants an Omer.
It doesn't count
as
the whole part of the
Hiluch.
I'm saying just Shemesh isn't.
The man holds not. The man holds not. Hiluch is like Shemakin. Walking with your feet. I was holding here by both. So the Gemara says, right, the Gemara we read yesterday, the Gemara says if you hold Gumo, 9, less than 9, I was talking, less than 10, is a Shusar Rabim. So then it's good, why? Neskav in Lishba is a Shusar Rabim, v'nech e'u ha'vibor, is l'mal miyut means that the boy is not 10 12 of deep is a uva euf. If you let it come, this is a problem. The Gemara has two terutz in what it means. And going to over either the whole thing is a kamelis or with benish moshes. That's the Gemara here. Yeah, but now let's come back to the. But if it's if you hold it, v'chein beguma means it's a rishus harabim. So nicho, why uva euf? Because he can get to the euf. When it's kind of shvisa, right? When does the Eruv have to be accessible and available to him? When the beginning, when it's kind of shvisa, doing benish moshes, when it's kind of shvisa, has to be Rashi says huve uve mogem echod. Huve uve mogem echod. Shekida shayim. Fine. Okay. So here, anybody has a Rashi maybe? You can't dig the Gemara Rav. But he's footnote is correct. Gemara Rav, some Gemara Rav in the Rashi, usually Kemet always means a Ben Yehuda. You can't dig the Gemara Rav. Chaim B'Tayis says the mutar tal de lechatchila pachus me'abah ames b'shusar abim. Why? What's it? The whole man doma v'chem gumo. The avishes rabbim is nicha. Why is it nicha? Because he can get the ev was accessible. He's on top. He's on top, and the ev was in the gumo. It's not in his hands. The mokum shvitz, not he. He doesn't be there. The mokum shvitz is on top. The mokum shvitz is on top of the boy. And the shvitz rabbim papa. The ev is down. So how is it accessible to the mokum shvitz? That is that tiltu pochas mi dalid. That's mashma takalag the other sheet, which is the rabbi, the means later, the rabbi sheet. There was a special heter that they made under the extraordinary circumstances, the mishachar bar derech. So, hosam be metziah bochus bochus mavamas avil malach rab, because in the omis osi lasui bezin lachad avamas. Avdech avamas avad shori, to repeatedly, avab pochus 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 mavamas, that's a heter bedoichak. But one time, tilgul pochus mavamas, it's you. Chayin das Rambam. It means another way. L'chayu hochi mashma midirveim kidirveim hodes nam mesach the eruvin. Amid Rambam says Yochanan told him says Rambam mashma yitzi chutz Rambam. It's a pugus gemor. The almo apochus medalot is mutl l'chachila. V'ray v'zal. Right, skip 10 lines. V'ray v'zal kosev dil chachila also told him b'shuz Rambam apochus me'abam. The main daldam is the pochus in daldam is to inshe because in the most in the sweet daldam is. Kepasha did me shechshech. But you lelo melo mogum at chak, like over there, inami my set filin, inami mish at chutz at chum, inami... The last inami is al gemor, if you learn the rash po. The last inami is al gemor, the last inami. Inami im yeish lo isho mokum kviyas, inyon shom vashom. What does that mean? And this comes from David in Asogas. But what does it mean? The cast is a chavis. That's the point. That was the last cast. That's the cast from Al Sugi. What does it mean? The Ashba said, "Mikan dikdek." The Mikan dikdek. My Rav, this mutter mitalat the pochus. My Rav, but the Rav himself answered that. In fact, this is not Sogas. Let's take a look. It's in the Mefush in the Rav. It's not Sogas. The Rambam says, "Pegvayz of Shabbos Locha Tesvav. Mutal Lodu Metalde Bishus Rabbim Metech Abamis. Al Abamis." Says the Rabbi, "Omer Avom, Vu Sheyehei Lishom Mokum Kivios." When is the Mutal to be Metalde Metech Abamis and Pegvayz Locha Tesvav? Vu Sheyehei Lishom Mokum Kivios Gein Shovas Shom. This is what it means. If he has a Mokum Kivios, Gein Shovas Shom. So that's how where did he get that from? He got it from Al Gomor. Got it from Al Gomor. Oish yatsa chutzat chum bein loisa bein le yitzayinay. It's very interesting. The Nehra Soga, two lochas later, the Rambam repeats in Lochi Zayin that mutar l'tal to pochus me'arba. Om avom kol zeh letiru elo b'mokom had chak. Mokom had chak, he took b'mish ha'echshu, it's mokom had chak. It's okay. So this is in the Gemara. So what's in the end of the Rebbe, what's on the Rebbe? What's in the Rebbe is that our Gemara is talking about Mokum Kvirs, Kengen Shav Hashom. The time that the Rashba attributes to the Rebbe is not there. But what time does the Rashba attribute to the Rebbe? No. The time is that because he might make a mistake. Rebbe is a cause of a chachil, also tattle. Dil Mosi Lassuri Dal Damis. Because somehow or another, he might be mitalat adal damis. That's not on the Rebbe. The Rebbe doesn't say what the time is. Fine. Let's just see. I can take this. What is that? The question is, Well, maybe the Fingalam has a good. The Fingalam. Let's see if we can read it. Oh, thank you very much. Okay. So the kids say the going first asked him from the one on Lal's also can survive it by Kupo. Let's read the lesson, let's see if we can find it. Yeah, here is happening. La fuku midas arriving. So cause of the dark we say chutz tchum. The going asked from the Rashi doesn't die from the Gemara about the number of beds. The going asked three words. Per kam chol golo per kam shabbos chesam and aleph. You want to put chesam and aleph. Chesam and aleph also a right against arriving. Why? As chesam and aleph says. Focus mikam metaltalin. Pochos mikan mitaltlin v'chein begumo. My love is safe. So mitstoma, this is what it means. He's just chesam alef. He means this line, these two lines. So kupa, you can say, it's totally one of the kupas mokum toward not the chves. But v'chein begumo, the Gemara brings the raya, v'chein begumo. The Gemara brings the raya is rishus rabim. So it's Mishamash Rabbim, says Mutu the Mitalto, from the Guma to the Bor, within the Guma, Mutu the Talto, Mitaychei to Mishas Rabbim. So it's the same before, it's the Pochus Mitalto, it's Mutu the Mitalto. Then that's the going to the first class of Rabbim. Then you have him Pesam of Beis, from Puve Uve. So that's the first order. And that you have to say Teres. And that, there's no Teres in Rabbim either. There's no, not how Mekin Shri says. So it's not Tamgul, that's the Hiniyechei Uve. That's the Kushi Kengla Tuve in Rabbim. Then, Ravid Dochak, he brings the Ravid Teres right here in the Nasogas. Ravid Dochak, the Hidu Bor, Mishum de Shova Shom, Yesh Lay Dal Damas et Altel. Who de Shova Shom, Yesh Lay Dal Damas et Altel? So the question is, what kind of a loch is this? Because he was shoving, he says, "Al damas etaltel." So what? What kind of a heter is it? But every dal damas is his rishus. Every dal damas is his rishus. It's always like that. So the. What? Oh, so that could be that one child, which is the fits in the rasha, doesn't fit in the goin. But that could very well be. That if the chash is will take the chutz of daldamis, so here he only has to be able to theoretically carry it from the guma to the and he measured already. We know already that from the place in the guma in the bor to mokum shvisa, the spasa bor is less than dalad, and there's no point. He doesn't need anywhere else. Doesn't mean anywhere else. Yeah, that's a portion chant in the Rashba. In the Goyen Tzorchin, in the Goyen Tzorchin, the Mokum Shvisa, they gave Mokum Shvisa a kula of Tilto Dal Damas. They gave Mokum Shvisa a kula of Dal Damas. I have no other chant, why should it be like that? But it's different world. Again, the one to push in the Balabadish guys. Why does the Rabbi say that the place where he wants to become Shvisa, the Chomim were allowed him to be Mital to Pochus Mital? So one way to understand this is because there's no chash to take a chutz etal, because it only has to be accessible from the guma to the from the bar to the top of the bar, and we know it's both pos and dal. There's no interest in carrying it further. Fine, but then there's another pshat in the going. Mishum shoshavas, he's trying to shvisa there. He has a head to pochus and dal. So what's the pshat in that? Okay. Now, very clearly. Okay.
going to supply a reason for the rabbit?
Yeah, he's saying that. He learned from the rabbit. They said the rabbit is nasogus. The rabbit says in nasogus. Since it's kind of shvise, I mean, the guy just really just bring the rabbit, but it's mashman that it's a head rosa. It's not the mashman the rabbit and the guy. It's not the zloch shash of shema. It might take more. It's a specific heter. Why can you never remove it? Okay, let's talk about it now. Well, now here we shall all the way in Master Shaila. Why this is an exception to Ruv Chachi Yosem in the Torah or Ochos Chachi Yosem? Right, the Ben Mitzvah, the Biyachin Hos. Ochos is new of Chachi Shem. Chachi Shem, Biyachin says Yosem in the Torah. Yosem in the Torah. What?
Is it a shiur definition?
Okay, good. So, I mean, it's not a chatz beer, it's a chatz melocha. Chatz melocha. Okay, good, very good, very good. Let's take a look here. So the Maaseh says that there's a the word chatz melocha we call it from Meiri Daf Gimel. So the Maaseh, if you look back at the Meiri, it's in a few lines, and at the end of the Daf Gimel base, the Meiri can near it. There's often a little sosum, but the Meiri is mechal between Oitzor Vachnoso and Mavid Al Damas. Again, the last one, the Meiri's mashma. This is what, and we said it when we learned the Gimel Tag, we said it about the Tzavach Nosa. That Haitzavach, to do Akira, Havor, and then the Hanocha. Akira, Havor, and Hanocha. Akira, and Hanocha. So, the Akira is not a Chatzishir. Don't say it before it's a Mirian. But they sang about Haitzavach Nosa, from Shazayocha to Shazavim, and vice versa. That, the Mirian says, that's not a Chatzishir, because the Ikim Loch is Hanocha. The loss in what we say about that is chatzim locha, if not less than that. After not even a chatzim locha, just at the beginning of the locha. But it's not a chatzishir in the locha, not a chatzishir, not like something that will give you nice achas in the case of Pharisees. And we spoke about that also a little bit then. Yeah. It's not like being moitzi a chatzim gregorius, then being moitzi another chatzim gregorius, which in some would apply the chatzishir also in the Torah. If it applies to Malacha, right? The Shir Haitzor is Kegregus. So what's the Chassi Shir and Haitzor? To take a Chassi Gregus. That's Kishmoy Kangel. That's the Chassi Shir and Haitzor. That everybody understands. That's a Malacha Shleim that's being done to the Chassi Shir. That's doing Shultim. But in the Mir, we have a Kegregus that I could tell you. It's mashma a little bit that in Dal Damas you wouldn't say it. Dal Damas you would say it's more like the half a Malacha. Or come on, half a Shir. Put like this. He hasn't called Chassi Shir. But he says it's more of a chatzim locha than a kiri and an ocho meitzim machnis, which is a choshev agdor, because in haitzana what's the pshat? I mean, in haitzav achnosa, the ego of locha is taking it to the other rishus. The it has to be in one rishus. There's a tenai in the stomach. Hagam the mivi himself. Okay, if I'm one rishus, another rishus. But the ego of locha is with an ocho in the new rishus. So that's why he says not even chatzim, but. But in Abba Amis, he says it's a chatzim locha, maybe like a chatzishin. Again, the lotion is a little sosum. In Haitzor Shein, Ike Mocha Vlimasa, Ike Achiv Banocho. Vako Nigra Achareho. Ike Achiv Banocho, Vako Nigra Achareho. And it's not like Ois Achas, Nois Achas. It's not like, yeah. Vako Bish Omu, Shamav Vish Amis. Vishegeg. That was amazing and potent. So call Mokum in Mavid Al Damis, this idea in the middle of the Chatzim Amis is a partisan. He has an idea in the middle. It's like his idea is Mechalik, Kosa Bais Achas. And if he holds the Yeshu Dila Chatzim Shir, then he reminds himself of Shabbos and he finished. So he's potent because the idea is the Yeshu Dila Chatzim Shir is Mechalik, the two halves, two components of Melocha. That's the Yeshu Dila Chatzim Shir. Maybe we'll continue learning. We'll see it sometime or another. Maybe towards the end of the month. Maybe. You never tell. But in a kiva noch you don't have that. In a kiva the moloch is not half of moloch. It's not a chassid of the moloch. It's not a half of the moloch. But taking ma'avid al damis is shleim is doimel lemaisa yosem min ha'hoitzol. Ha'hoitzol means the picking taking up. It's doing something back upon him. So if it makes it worse. Little in your name, it makes it a little bit worse. So there's more of a mokum to. There's more of a mokum to. Maybe it should be also. But from that's vague, and you can still say it's it's still only a chatzim melacha. All you say in matzah, they held null again. They hold it's not a chatzim shlemah. It's not, again, yesh lema chatzim shlemah is a melacha shlemah gam gabi a chatzim shlemah. This is not a melacha shlemah. It's being done gabi a chatzim shlemah. Even called a chatzim melacha, right? Even you using those terms of the Mivi, it's a chatzim melacha, but it's still not a chatzim shlemah. In the Torah, could be if it applies to the extent that applies to Shabbos, and for sure Rashi called Godel applies to Shabbos. Rashi, a famous Rashi. The Vayin Gimel and Dal Dod, the Chagodol says that it's also the Vashel Chatzis Shlim in the Torah. Chatzis applies to the Bishul, and that's Rashi. But again, that's a Meloch Hashem to Chatzis Shlim. Here's the basic Meir about Shimim Zayin. But again, Shimim Zayin is talking about Hitzor Vachnosa. So it says two Tzvores, basic Meir. Actually, three. Why is no Yisad Reis of Chatzis Shlim? So it says, Ma'al Shavot Shalom HaChacham Tzvi. The Chatzis Shir was only said by Yisroi Achille, Lord Bisher Shabbos Nicho. Right, Chacham Tzvi wants to say that the Chatzis Shir was only said in Yisroi Achille, not in other things. But he himself says, Avol Zeh Leso, Medisa Barashi, Shabbos Avayin Dalid, Daf Bisa Afilu, Daf Bisa Afio, and Bishol, we just said, Shai Chatzis Shir Min HaTorah. So he could have said, Fid Chacham Tzvi, it's only by Yisroi Achille. Two, now he says this for, V'akochach Loimar, so second has really says, why is not bechal? Why is not also midoraisa? Because of the sugi of chatzis shir also in the Torah, akira bo enocho. So he says because lo mikri chatzis shir elo chatzis melocho. So he says lo mefuish aloshen. That's the second teretz, his first teretz. The first one he says and rejects. It's not a chilo. Second one is it chatzis melocho. Okay. And he says, but this is a kiven enocho. Now he's talking about. He says it's muchach to say that chatzim melocho is not a chatzis shir. It's different between chatzim melocho chatzis shir. The im loy ken. If you don't say chatzim melocho, it's different. It doesn't have the chumah of chatzis shir. Hey, so how was Rabban Matil talto pochus midal damis? Name of David chatzis shir. Elavadai shenei daim. See, he says this vod. He says mefush. Beis Meir says mefush. This vod that. That the chatzim locha applies chatzim locha, yeah, but there's no choyim in chatzim locha. Chatzim locha doesn't have the choyim chatzim shir. It applies bein akiva nocho vaitov achnozo bein the mar vipochus midal damis. That's a foolish. Then he says another svara. The third mahalach wants to say is a chap. It's a very nice chap. After the mikol kosh midi, because the gemara says the gemara yume, who's the kind of gemara yume has. Two reasons. If she doesn't reach is the chatzis shir also in the Torah. What's the reason? Who knows the Gemara in Yuma? One is that Savoi boss aimer kol. The Gemara says, "He boss aimer kol kol chelav l'Hashem and not kol Hashem. Kol chelav sechelu. Rabbis chatzis shir. Rabbis chatzis shir. Also, the Rebbe kol chelav. Rabbis chatzis shir. Any amount of chelav can't eat, nor did anything else. Any amount you can't eat. The Gemara actually can't do. Kol is the Rabbis chatzis shir." He was saying, "Mesvoro chazi l'itzarufei, chazi l'itzarufei." Because any time somebody eats a chatzis shir, chatzis zayis of chaylev, he can turn into a shir sholim by being mitzarif and another half. So every chatzis shir is potentially the beginning of a shir sholim, and it's also so the isra achila is what's the vote here? The isra achila ilchayu. What's the word according to Rabbi Yochanan? Let's explain that musik if we're ready. What's the word of chatzis? Why is this word of chatzis shir tell you that it's also in the Torah? It's also in the Torah. Because the shir is kezayis. Let's say the shir is chilev, chaylev, and vela. And some of the shir is kezayis and kibbutz. So let's talk about the kezayis and chaylev, and vela, and who. So the pshat is not the pshat. It's not the pshat that until you get to the last mashal, no aver has been done. The aver consists of the achilo, the ingestion of the entire shir, of the entire amount of the kezayis. And once he gets to the end, once he has consumed the kezayis sholem, the mice aver consists of everything from the first morsel to the last morsel. And that's for sure. You don't look at the bekitza, you don't look at the everything until the last mashu of the kezayis being a tanai achiv. Right, if you want to use a term from other sugi, it's not a tanai achiv. It's an etzem misa. That's a misa, is eating the entire kezayis. Elamai, the So the shogi is machadish. The im came the shir is for the chiv malkus, for the chiv korban, for the chiv korban. So whatever you're talking about, But if the Aveira, when you get to the end, which also includes everything, so it's also, so Chatzit is also awesome in the Torah. It's the same as Aveira. Every time Torah says Vaisoichal, it says Vaisoichal, for example, I'll give you a dugma. When the everything is not like that. And the other Maisim, it's not that good like that. But here Torah says Vaisoichal, Torah says Vaisoichal, so the fact is that the Achilu begins from the beginning of the Achilu. It's perfect, it's my candle. So the in retrospect, for sure. So that's what the Chosdi lives to Rufay. Chosdi lives to Rufay. So Chosdi Rufay means that the Easter Torah has begun with the first Mashal.
Why?
As I said, because that's for sure, because you have to be made when you get to the end. We don't look at the first 99.99999% as being a Tanai Chiyu. Everything from the very beginning is part of the Etzim Averio. So it's an Etzim Averio B'Shaito, but that's not enough to be Mechayiv and Oynish.
How do we see without completely? Maybe saying Svara, we would see that. How would we see
without completely? Here I have Rabbi Chonon's famous Chakiri with the Sibur HaSimon. What if somebody eats a Chatzishe at the last second of Yom Kippur? That's Rabbi Chonon's Chakiri. It's possible that I think he himself was partial. Possible to say chayiv. It's also a means. Also, it's a sim. It's not a sibul. Not a sibul.
What did if you don't have the other sunshine? The person's left with the same
thing.
The person's left
with only a chayiv. Yeah. Same thing. There's no possibility of being mashlim. Nobody ever clashed up the shayla. Nobody ever thought about the shayla. The Chon's only shayla is the last second of Yom Kippur. You say chosid serufe. It's not chosid serufe. Practically speaking, not chosid serufe then. But partial is that it's part of the mashlim. Okay, right in the Gemara Mitzvah. Oh, so that's what I'm sorry, so I didn't say Teretz. Says the Beis Meir, the Yisrael of Chatzi Yosef Mateo is Chosid Tzarufei. Chosid Tzarufei. So now, he's coming to explain why the Chom of Matir Tiltu Pochus Midal Damas Mitzvah Zavon. Ah, it's Chatzi Shir. So he says it's a very nice chap. He says because the intention of whatever is doing it is the mital to pochus mital damis. That's what we're talking about. So the akira was not, you're missing. So let's say that this is not chosid tzarufei. Because even if he changes his mind and decides to carry dal damis, so this is aderech of abuchon, but it's better than that. Because mit is better than abuchon. Abuchon is not chosid tzarufei because of time constraints. Here, if the yid began. He picked up the chavis and says, "Rabim, I'll das to bim tal the pochus midala." So what are you going to say? That should be also else as well of chosid tzaruvei. It's not chosid tzaruvei because the akir mishori sheino was missing in the malachas machshavis of vos dal damis. Yeah, it's a very nice idea. It's not chosid tzaruvei. If he picked up, I'm not to walk dal damis. So he started out planning to do a mocha d'raisa. We're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody that started out, I'm not to bim tal the pochus midala. That's the whole meduber. The shal is, why is the mudah to be mital to pochus mitdalad? Ay, chatz yosem atayr. So he says, take a look. The Gemara says, chatz yosem atayr. What reason? Because chosid tzarufei. This specific case of tildal pochus mitdalad is not mitzad etzem ha-maisa. It's not chosid tzarufei. And Bavon and Kash, it's better than Bavon and Chakir. This is not mitzad etzem ha-maisa. This is because of the clock. Here mitzad etzem ha-maisa, because the etzem ha-maisa was not kiwa. So why am I not slow to see dal damis? Once you get to the Shalom, this Chatzishir is going to be part of the Shalom. This Chatzishir is not going to be a Shalom because it can never bring to him the Chiyuv. Because it's missing in the Melachas Mashavah,
so we wouldn't say that the first half is a Vera in and of itself.
What?
So we wouldn't say that the first half is half of an Avera, which is Asr all the way through.
Right, because that's Chatzishir. Some Chatzishir is Chatzishir.
And the Raivin says that it's
Chatzishir.
Originally, the
Akira.
He says
also
because you might come to take it out more.
Yeah, that's what I said. Good. So, and they have a shayla. So what? They have a shayla. Good shayla. So what? If he takes it more, he's not going to be chayv. Right. That's a good question. We're not coming back to the right. The Rashba's time in the right. The Vizet, talk of a shvet. I was thinking about that a little bit. Talking. What did the rabbi mean? What did the rabbi mean when he says "Dil Moshe Labui Abam"? Says Rashba. You know, good question. Very good. But You can think. You might miscalculate. I mean, that could be a partial teres. He might think he wants to go from point X to point Y, and he thinks it's less than dalit, but he miscalculated milchachilu. Really, there is dalit, so he can't get it. He's been going from milch b'shogeg. The milch of the rest b'shogeg.
The second
pair,
it's not
chotim
lochet
either.
It's not
mekiru shemu tzaro. Yeah, it's better. It's not chotim lochet. It's not chotim lochet. It's not chotim lochet. It's not halfway there. Oh, my video. Okay. He began Zizr Kani. We're going to make our phone Zizr Kani. I won't ask the question. I only view the highest Zizr Kani. Romo Vizokva, Romo Vizokva, Romo Chayva, Doka, Alei. Zil. Two lines against the Suvi. Zog Drashi. Zizat Kone, Havila Shalkani Maruchim, Roma Vizokve, Roma Vizokve, Elihe Amis Habe, Vishosarabi, Kinan Aze, Fainotloi Kuli Mina Kakel, Zokve, Vishlihoi, Vichosa, Vizokve, Vishlihoi, Enzu Akiro. Oh. So we have, right away, the Kone to Rashi, what's the Chisorin? Of Zirza Dukhani. That's it, Mufush. That's it, Mufush. Ain't no Akira. Why is it no Akira? So, big, why is it not Akira? Why is it not Akira?
It's on the ground.
Because. On the ground? See, if you say it's on the ground, then you have the Ravish Kasha, which I'll try to talk about. If you say it's on the ground, so then you have a Kasha with the one, Ksubis Hormagavi Yotse. The Gemara says in Tzuvit Tzuvit Flamed Aleph Hoyer Megavu V'yaytzei Tzchai. Somebody's schlepping, dragging a chavis on the ground. Fam Mishus Ayochit Mishus Aravim. When he gets out of it into Mishus Aravim, he's chayv. Even though also it's on the ground. It's on the ground. And that led the Ravid to Mechad. The Ravid Hakehel. So the Ravid, we mentioned already, came upon him. And here's the Ravid is here. The Ravid is here, and the Ramban here, and the Ramban in Tzuvit, right? You must see the two Rambans. So that force, because of it, so the Ravid Hakehel, the Rabbi Takia, because of his kasha, Magav Yotzei, and the Rabbi had an assumption here. The Rabbi learned that Ziz Bekonde is on the Kiva because it's on the ground. It's on the ground, the kasha from Magav Yotzei. So that forced the Rabbi to Mechadik what? That is a new type of a Kiva. No, the regular Kiva Takia don't have here. The regular Kiva, which you need in the Mavit Adam is supposed to happen, right? Because in the Shus Rabbim, you must have a poshta Kiva picking it up and moving it. But in Hoitzon Achnoso, taking it, I don't know, sure it's also in the Kiva that's Mechaivim. It's the Kiva that's Mechaivim. And forget, he has to come on to that because he made the assumption that on the ground is not in the Kiva. On Kiva, it's sure it is. Yeah, but does Rashi hold again? Does Rashi hold again? Does Rashi hold a Kiva? I got, we had a lot of Gimel. Yotza Mino Shulz, but we don't know what it means. But the Yishayim, Yesh Lema Teres and Rashi is like, not that Teres, Rashi Shit, the Yesh Lema is like this, and it's a foolish in the Rashbo, in Tzuvit of Lamanov. The post the chilk between Ziz at the corner and Megav V'yaytze, what's the difference?
It's Munach on, never changes.
That's right. That Megav V'yaytze, being on the ground is Lamel Lemoid. And that's on the vote. There can be an Akiva if the Chayim is on the ground. But the tax of Akiva is removing it from its Mokom Anocho. So Megara, the entire Chayim is moved, Bivasachas, is moved from its Mokom Anocho. On the ground, but it's moved from the Mokom Anocho. Mashenke and Zizze Bekonim, the Rosh HaChayim remains Bimekoimai. So picking it up and flipping it over is not an Akiva Bechal. It's not an Akiva Bechal. Because they haven't changed the Mokom Anocho. This point, the Rosh HaChayim is in the same place. The Master of Rashba feed on the Fush. And this is the Terrace of the Rabbit Kashmir. And in some of this Shita's Rashi. It says, it's in the Rashba, it's also in Shita. Gereiros, Harashba Tiris, Gereiros Akira Gemurahi. The kula nimshach v'yaitzim im koyim bivasachas. The whole chemitz moves bivasachas from its mokoyim. Diloy teim hochi meshicha heicha kanyo. The Rashi has an interesting assumption here. He's learning that the gdorim of meshicha, kinyan meshicha b'metalpon, have the same gdorim as what? As a kinyan shabbos. Why not? Where does it come from? That assumption. Meshicha, right? You can't have a behemoth of meshicha, or a big kli, you can't have a meshicha. Svina thing is meshicha, where's it come from? What? That's the guy by taking it out of your shoes. That is not trying to take it out of your shoes. Interest is up. I'm talking about in a mock in which meshicha is kinder. So it's a mock in which meshicha is kinder. The meshicha has to remove the chavis entirely from its mockum and ocha. From its mockum and ocha. Passage from the sugi in the Moichet of Svina that about if a behemoth when you pull a behemoth and it starts moving when you can the behemoth when all 4 feet have moved shifted from the back feet to the front feet and the passage of the machlokes is that when you have to remove it from its old mokum nocha and it starts a new mokum nocha with. That's where we come from. That's passage with the mark of the Rashba, that the Gidrei Meshliche have the same on Kenyan have the same Gdorim as the Gdorim of Akiva Melech Shabbos. What is that? What's the common denominator? Removing it entirely from the previous Mokom Nocha. Right? Every Chavis has a Mokom Nocha. So it's again two different sugars. Again, it's a sugar of Shabbos. Akiva means removing it from Mokom Nocha. So if in Zir Zir Kondim, if the Rosh Chavis is still in the same place, it's not a Kenyan. It's not an Akiva and Shabbos. Who did if you haven't removed part of the chavis from its mokum and ocho, or you haven't spin it too, the same thing. Spin it machlok is b'am shmur. Have moved it a little bit, or you move it completely out of its mokum and ocho. The sugi is spin it and behem it open. And make it a spin. Let's finish reading the Rashba. The Rashba's out here is a greyo is a kiva gemuri. The kula nimshach v'etze mil mekoyim a bivas achas. He gave this bivas achas. V'etze bivas achas. It moved entirely. Dilo tem ochi mishlich hechi koni. I was here to the koni. Bishar shem gebi a rosh echol adayin rosh hasheini munach agav kaka. Uli kini nami ba'ochi lo kani. You won't be koni. However, nira that there's a whole rush here. Nira that there's a big enough kemina between kinyan mishlich hechi to be koni and kinyan shavus. What's that? And zir to the koni. If he does this right, the Alguma was talking about keeps on doing it. He's probably going to be potter. He'll never be chayv because he never did a master kivin. Right, it's posted. In Shabbat, that exists. Rama is Zokhlo Rama is Potter. But he can travel distance, a very, very long distance. He's Potter, because there wasn't a Kiryan. He's moving it without making a Kiryan. Hope he didn't. In Kenyan, it's Potter. Two Zekifers, he's Kainer. Because no locha that the king of Chayu, there's a Chayu, Loisha Manu, that is a Maisa Kiryan, which has to remove a Chayu, from Zmokom and Nocha, Bivasachas. In Kenyan, the word is, the Kohen has to remove the Chavis from Mokom Menocha. He can do it in one try, he can do it in two tries. One try is not enough, because if he turns it over one time, he hasn't removed it from its old Mokom Menocha. But the second time, he picks it up and throws it down, so then he removes it from the old Mokom Menocha. And there's no locha of Kenyan Vasachas, there's no locha of Hefzik, Bemsa, Kenyan. These are lochas that we're talking about in Shabbat, which we'll see in Mimshlem Tosfos and Mimshlem. Alright, they have to see like this. Have to see the Tosfos. And I'll tell you, the Ike Shali, what they're speaking on Tosfos is, Tosfos has different shot than Rashi. Shali's, the Tosfos agree with Rashi's decision at the end of the day, that the Akiva wasn't made or not. Right? I'm telling you what the Tosfos on Tosfos. Then the Ramban, here, and the Ramban in Ksuba, it's very important. The Maisha, it's not necessarily no Maisha that I take it tonight, so next year will be Wednesday.